I am Phil Nee with news. Severe overnight storms swept through southern Wisconsin early today, leaving widespread damage and knocking out power to tens of thousands of customers across the region. Sauk County Dispatch confirmed roof damage at the Milwaukee Valve facility. There were reports of trees that had fallen on homes and were scattered throughout residential neighborhoods in Prairie du Sac this morning. The storms caused extensive power outages throughout the Dane and surrounding counties area. According to Alliant Energy's outage map, early this morning there were 17,000 customers in Wisconsin without power. Crawford County authorities have arrested and charged a local couple in connection with an alleged long-term child abuse case. WRCO News reports 38-year-old Casey F. Cano and 35-year-old Mary Cano face multiple felony charges stemming from incidents that allegedly took place between January 2018 and April 2022 at their home. According to prosecutors, the couple is accused of physically abusing and neglecting six children. The criminal complaint alleges repeated belt beatings that at times left welts and caused bleeding, along with withholding food as punishment. Both individuals are charged with six counts of repeated physical abuse of a child causing bodily harm, six counts of neglect of a child causing bodily harm, and one count of causing a child under the age of 13 to view sexual activity. Court documents also indicate the children were removed from the home in April of 2022 in connection with a separate sexual abuse case involving another child. A court date for the couple has not yet been scheduled. The City of Richland Center is accepting applications to fill a vacancy on the Common Council representing District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3. Applicants must be 18 years or older, a qualified elector of the city, and reside within District 1. The appointment will be made by the mayor and confirmed by the Common Council, with the selected individual serving the remainder of the term through April of 2027. Applications are due Friday, May 1st at noon. The Common Council is expected to consider the appointment at their regular meeting on the evening of Tuesday, May 5th at 6:30. For more information or to apply, visit the City of Richland Center website or contact the City Clerk's office at 608-647-3466. State Senator Howard Markline, the Republican from Spring Green, on Monday announced he will seek re-election to represent the 17th Senate District in the Wisconsin State Senate. Markline will begin circulating nomination papers on April 15th.
I am proud of everything we have accomplished together to make Wisconsin a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I am excited to continue our work in the next session. I am running again to keep investing in our shared priorities, protect Wisconsin's checkbook, continue working across the aisle to solve problems, and move Wisconsin forward.
Markline, who serves as co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, listed his work on three bipartisan state budgets, investments in our K-12 schools, infrastructure, hospitals, and the healthcare system as key achievements. The deadline for nominations for the Wisconsin Organic Advisory Council is coming up Wednesday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has seats available for organic farmer, organic business, organic consumer, and at-large. Members serve three-year terms, and the council meets at least four times per year. New members will start their term at the July meeting. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available at datcap.wi.gov. Completed nomination forms should be mailed to DATCAP Attention Ben Becker, Post Office Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin 53708, or emailed to benjamin.becker@wisconsin.gov. Public Health Sauk County is pleased to announce that it has received a grant of nearly $1,000 from the Community Foundation of South Central Wisconsin to help prevent illness and injury to people in our community who face the greatest health risks. The grant funding will be used to support three efforts: tick bite prevention supplies to reduce the spread of tick-borne illnesses, carbon monoxide detectors to promote safety in local households, and personal hygiene kits. These supplies will be distributed directly by Public Health Sauk County staff to establish community partnerships and referrals. The items will not be available through walk-in requests at the Sauk County Health Department. It's support from donors like the Community Foundation that help efforts reach more people in Sauk County, says Jesse Phelan, Deputy Director for Public Health Sauk County. We are extremely grateful for their support in improving the health and well-being of Sauk County residents. After a volatile week at the pumps, Wisconsin's average price landed at $3.78 a gallon on Monday, dropping 2.7 cents per gallon from last week. This is 41.6 cents higher than a month ago and over 77 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the breakdown in talks between the U.S. and Iran and renewed escalation between forces over the weekend signaled another possible round of price increases are ahead. Gas Buddy officials say until there is meaningful restoration of shipping through the strait, gasoline prices are likely to keep jumping higher. The City of Richland Center reminds residents that April brush collection is currently underway. Due to the high volume each spring, collection takes longer than usual and may take up to 3 weeks to complete citywide. Collection is still limited to one pickup per address for the month. Crews are actively working through all areas. If your brush has not been collected by Thursday, April 23rd, please contact City Hall. Brush collection is for leaves, branches, and garden waste only. Materials should be placed at the curb and not in the street. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, you can get an extension from the IRS.
The IRS allows anyone to fill out a one-time extension to file their taxes for any reason. That extension will last until October 15th to give you time to get your paperwork in order. This has to be done by April 15th and does not mean an extension to pay your taxes. Make sure to make at least some payment if you owe money and go online to irs.gov to find free filing options. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Emergency crews rescued three people following a barn roof collapse in Ozaukee County on Monday. A total of seven people were taken to area hospitals with injuries ranging from minor to serious following what Southern Ozaukee Fire and EMS Chief David Bialk actually described as a challenging rescue involving multiple injuries. The report came from crews responding at mid-morning yesterday to the report of a barn roof collapse in Mequon. They found several injured people outside and confirmed that three more remained trapped beneath collapsed debris. All three were successfully rescued. The cause of the collapse remains under investigation. Also, fights broke out at a youth sporting event.
Franklin police responding to the report of shots fired at the Midwest Orthopedic Performance Center learned several people in attendance were involved, but they found no evidence of gunfire. A 36-year-old Illinois man who was armed with a baseball bat was taken into custody. One person was treated at the scene for injuries and released. The Milwaukee County DA is reviewing possible charges against the man in custody for recklessly endangering safety. Police are trying to identify others involved as their investigation continues. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The news continues with today's vital statistics next.